the artist. He was
they have an exhibit.
Painting the town red.
Sorry about that, boys.
It's fine. Actually, he was probably in awe of Hudson Foga, the newscaster, who was doing our news, latest celebrity, of course. Many people are typecast. You know, Leonard Nimoy was typecast as Spock on Star Trek, wrote a big book all about it called I Am Not Spock. Well, I think Hudson, being typecast as Hudson Foga, would be writing a book soon called I Am Not Hudson Foga, which I don't know why, but... We'll be asking listeners soon to call in and identify whether or not they may be Hudson Foga.
The characteristics, the attributes, the personality, the traits.
Check out worldwideweb.hudsonfoga.com for more details.
Yes,
coming up soon.
Coming up soon at a website near you.
Hey, in a couple of weeks, we're going down to Vermont, Steve. Yes, the Cortina Inn.
The Cortina Inn in Rutland, Killington. The 30th of April, we head down there for a couple of days, broadcasting the show on the 1st of May, 100th episode of Travel World. 2 years.
100.
Episode number 100.
Yeah. I think, though, one of the more problematic episodes we had was back in our first year, 97, when they had Expos Baseball, but they weren't sure exactly when the ball game was going to start.
Yes, that was an August show. Sharon Delaney was on talking about Ireland, Liam Daly from Videotron, and we basically, all of a sudden, it came out, we said, and thank you, Liam, and then all of a sudden, Expos Baseball.
No, but do you remember the one in May that we had? It was, Brian Stroll was our announcer at that time.
Yeah.
And they said
to us... The Victoria Day weekend, I think.
Yeah, well, we had a whole show lined up, and they told us the last minute, by the way, that the baseball's going to be starting halfway during your show. So we blew off all our guests, and by the time the show was halfway over, we
said,
had nothing to say.
Nothing to say, but they said, oh, now we're going to continue. You got to stretch over another half hour.
Yeah, so back then we weren't
very organized here.
Yeah, we weren't quite the ad-lib artists as we were last show.
We didn't know exactly.
Entirely ad-lib because our guest kind of...
And I asked his publisher what happened to him. I figured he might have got skydiving over the Grand Canyon or something.
He was having his fortune read, wasn't it?
They never answered me back. They said, we'll get back to you.
We'll get back.
Well, I'm still waiting.
Publicity.
They really want...
The Psychic Alliance.
The Psychic Alliance. But actually, we're working on the Wilson Sisters, as in, you remember the rock group Heart?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a little bit of publicity these days on their thing, so we're...
People are looking for publicity.
On them.
We'll ask
power
them their...
Power of AM600, huh?
Favorite travel destinations, travel tips, places people have been.
Yeah.
There's always somebody out there looking to promote something. And,
definitely.
We're the venue for that. Getting back to last month, we were in Palm Beach County, and if you're thinking about planning a trip, start planning it for the off-season, beginning in May, because many of the hotels in Palm Beach County, you pay for 6 nights, you get the 7th free, and that includes the Palm Beach Airport Hilton.
Ooh.
Where we stayed. So you can ask the Palm Beach County Convention and Visitors Bureau, check out their website at palmbeachfl.com and get all the information on traveling to sunny South Florida during the off season.
So
a lot of things also coming up after the 11:15 break. We'll be talking to Rodney Stitch. He's written a book about airline safety and traveling for the past 50 years.
That's,
he was an international airline pilot.
That's that other book called The Unfriendly Skies. I remember I lent you one of mine, which I enjoy. We always enjoy reading. Every time we go through an airport, I always pick up at least a book or two. In West Palm Beach, even with all the stuff we had to do, I still tore through 3 books, which was pretty cool. And one of the books I bought for you was Unfriendly Skies. It was written by, well, you guess, a Delta pilot, but talking about some of his adventures or misadventures in the sky. And then there was, of course,
then,
this particular one.
This particular book, which deals with the safety of the skies and what the FAA is or is not doing to protect the safety of the skies. So, an interesting book.
It should be a very interesting show, actually, because I also remember seeing a few specials. First of all, there was one called Survival in the Sky, which I saw on TLC. And it was all about the different airline crashes, what they learned from
it, and
so on.
There was another comparable series on Discovery Network. There was a lot of documentaries over the past 3, 4, 5 years dealing with that same issue.
A couple of reenactments also. There was something called Disaster, which covered the ValueJet Everglades tour. And the, of course, also the United Airlines, the DC-10 crash in Sioux City.
Right.
Which was actually really something, because they criticized the pilot heavily, yet, when they took that very same circumstances of the simulation and put it on and asked other United pilots, most of them crashed. So this
he
guy
did
really did a good job. He
did a good job
lives.
Of saving lives in the end. And also this week, we had some calls from people who asked us about what we talked about last week, about Holiday House and doing travel independently, and worked out a comparable scenario for somebody going down to the Bahamas. They thought, oh, must be cheaper taking a package tour and everything. It actually worked out to be $75 less per person working out doing it independently. You could travel with Holiday House, put the air together with Delta Airlines. You could travel any day of the week. You could go for 3 days, 7 days, not tied down to those weekend, Saturday or Sunday departures from Mirabel at 1:30 in the morning. They were able to put together a package for the number of days they wanted to go, and ended up saving money in the end. So independent travel quite often is the way to go. And we had a car reserved through Holiday House, the minivan that Cynthia used down in West Palm Beach. And if you're heading down to Florida, well, you can put together X number of nights in a hotel on East Coast, on the West Coast, your van, your air, take a cruise out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale, and Holiday House can put all that together. That's why they're a preferred supplier for us. And that's Zagri Travel, 626-3132.
I was bringing you interesting destinations. Last year we went to Hawaii, talking to you about Kona and, of course, Oahu and Waikiki. And this fall we're working on Tahiti.
Yes, I spoke to a gentleman from the Tahiti Tourism and Convention Bureau this week, and AOM French Airlines, which fly out of Los Angeles. And they're quite interested. They said, travel on a Sunday, come back on a Monday, and travel in November. That's
travel
the time of
on
year.
A Sunday, come back on Monday. We're going to be there, what, for 2 hours?
No.
But is that the Kim Bickerdike tour?
Yeah. We'll bring him along as our engineer, and he can set up the ISDN line. We go, let's say, on the 3rd, come back on the 11th, hypothetically.
We'll bring 8 days. Gear so we don't have to find the local equivalent of Ray Baca, the guy who saved our bacon back in Hawaii.
It was fine to find him in Hawaii, but I don't think we could find a comparable technician in the wilds of Tahiti. One radio station town, probably.
Make sure Tahiti, not Haiti.
Yeah, we get on the wrong flight. That's another tip. Make sure you're getting on the flight to the right destination, the place that you want to go to. And people are also going this week on Royal Airlines. You may have seen their ads in the paper going to Toronto. Well, they also have the habit of changing their flight times. You want to go on a 4 o'clock flight? I called you the day before. Oh, you're going at 8 o'clock. And I talked to a woman there. Oh, you don't want to go at 8 o'clock? Well, you lost your money. It's a non-refundable ticket. Buzz off, make a noise like a bee. Well. Here's the tip. Make sure why we sell the tickets at Zagri Travel. We sell them through Signature Vacations. Their PR person, Martha Chapman, looked after it and said, fine, no problem. We understand. No charge. We'll refund your money. Whereas the airline itself pretty well told you, fly when we want to at our discretion and buzz off. Signature Vacations, as their sales agent, looked after the matter and said, we understand that business travelers might not like to get there 4 hours late for that important business meeting.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Well, the fun of charter airlines.
Won't have that problem with Air Montreal,
Steve. No, Air Montreal has good on-time record, flying to the points in the province of Quebec that business people want to travel to, places like Bagotville, Quebec City, Magdalen Islands, Mont-Joli, Rouyn-Val-d'Or. One number to call, 631-2111, or check out their website at www.airmontreal.com. Their fares are consistently 50% less than other airlines on the route, and you also save by leaving from their own VIP terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, just-in-time travel, 631-2111.
All right, Pete, so let's roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
DIQC Montreal.
Spring is finally in the air, and it's the ideal time to upgrade your lifestyle by moving into Castel Royale. Combining a superb location in Côte Saint-Luc with an impeccable reputation, Castel Royale's warm and comfortable surroundings create an atmosphere like no other. Their caring and attentive staff provide uncompromising attention to your every need, allowing you to enjoy the lifestyle you deserve. Call today for your appointment with luxury. Reserve now for your spring-summer occupancy, 487-5664.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Mitch Melnick here to tell you that another Baton Rouge restaurant has arrived in Galerie d'Anjou. Yes, the already legendary barbecue baby back ribs, amazing appetizers from a highly original menu with a wonderful atmosphere, is now open for business in the East End. Baton Rouge, now 5 locations, including their newest, in Galerie d'Anjou.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time.
Baton Rouge, it's the place.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
This is about the time of year you clean out clothes closets, empty drawers, rearrange furniture, treat yourself to a new appliance. And each act provides you with very acceptable donations to the Salvation Army's thrift stores. In fact, a lot of your clutter can be useful to others and can help the Salvation Army in its ongoing work. Please be generous. For donation pickup, call 935-7425 or look for the Salvation Army's white drop boxes in their stores and in a number of locations around the city.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
Talk Radio 600 CIQC.
Another whack at our lead-in. Or our
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Travel World AM 600.
You beast, you savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
Of rock and roll music on a Saturday morning.
Wake us all up.
Wake us all up on Travel World.
For the interesting topic to continue on here on Travel World, we've got on the line Rodney Stitch, who has spent over 50 years in the aviation industry, beginning as a naval aviator in World War II, an international airline captain after the war, and then as an FAA air safety inspector with primary air safety responsibilities at United Airlines. So he's written a book here. This is its third edition, Unfriendly Skies.
And he joins Inspector.
Yes, and he joins us now on the air here on Travel World. Good morning, Rodney.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Travel World.
Now, you've written this book. What led you to write this book? It started the first edition a few years ago, but I guess you saw a number of things during your career that led you to say people have to know what's really going on out there in the aviation industry.
Yes, well, that's basically why I wrote it. I just felt the public wanted to know what was going on behind the scenes, because in my area, there was a major crash, I would say, about every 6 months. And the crashes, most of them were due to extremely serious problems that I and other inspectors knew to exist, but which we could not correct because of the politics of air safety. And it just got so bad that I felt, I used every check and balance I could think of to bring these things out, and then finally I figured, okay, I'll go to the public. But I found out over a period of years that most of the public doesn't seem to care about these problems. So, but anyhow, I kept at it, and then I branched off into other areas of government misconduct. So I've written several different books, Unfriendly Skies, and then Defrauding America, and another one about to come out is called Drugging America, a Trojan Horse.
Oh, about Ritalin, probably.
You know, a lot of times people, yeah, you mentioned about the public, and sometimes they are not as incensed as one might think they should be, because a lot of times they are just driven by the fact, oh, we're looking for a cheap fare, and we'll take any airline from point A to point B, and we figure out the chances of getting there, you know, alive or pretty safe, so we'll just hop aboard. But they don't look at what really is going and how maybe their life may hang in the balance.
That's right. And you know, another thing, maybe they figure there's nothing they can do about it, but it's good to know the problems that exist when you get on board an aircraft, because even though statistically it's relatively safe to get on an airline. There's a lot of dangers there that should not be there, that's there only because of the politics of air safety. And then also, you have no way of knowing how many near crashes. Like, you probably remember, it was publicized in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago where a 747 took off from San Francisco Airport, and due to extremely poor...
It was very foggy.
Missed the mountain by 100 feet. And
yeah, almost, you know. You read something like that, and it doesn't count in the statistics because either it just was a near miss or last-minute aversive action was taken.
100 feet. She was.
And that would have been the worst air disaster in the United States, and for all I know, the worst ever. Of course, the worst air disaster that ever happened, as you know, on the ground at Tenerife.
Oh, yes.
Right, KLM and Pan Am.
They say that was caused partially because of the impatience of the Dutch pilot on the KLM airplane.
Yes, I see you're real sharp on that.
Yeah, he was just, we saw that whole story recreated on television, and the ironic thing was, even after the crash, KLM was using the pilot in a newspaper or magazine advertisement that was still running. They hadn't pulled the ad yet. That was the irony of that situation. But
Steven probably still has the ad.
It was the impatience of a pilot, and there are a lot of behavioral problems that may have, that certainly affect air safety. It's the personal problems or just the whole, how can I say it, makeup, the whole mental balance of an individual. You're relying on an individual making key decisions, and you're putting your life in his hands.
And with the lower competency at some airlines, especially with the rapid expansion, it's not very encouraging. I know the report that was written concerning that 100 feet miss of a mountain on the San Francisco takeoff, it's as if it was the words were taken right out of my book, because this is the same problem. These are the same problems I wrote about, and apparently things have not changed.
Well, a lot of times, do you think the airlines are, how much are they cutting on training of pilots with the new entry carriers, and with a lot of the carriers going to code shares and commuter lines? There are pilots out there that don't have that many years of experience.
Well, that's right. And then that's the easiest way to cut cost, is to simply reduce the training for the pilots, and also they have to have a proficiency check every year. Well, by lowering the standards to where Grandma Moses, let's say, could pass, you save a lot of money. So here's a pilot, he comes up for a check, and his performance really requires additional training. Well, that costs money, so we'll simply say, well, he's okay. Just like on that takeoff from San Francisco, they had a jet engine compressor stall. So here we have an engine not putting out power, and the first thing the pilot did, he couldn't even hold the plane straight. So the plane started turning, and he uses aileron instead of rudder. Well, that helps increase the stalling speed. Well, then they almost stalled out, and then as the ground proximity warning system sounds, they almost hit the mountain there. And just the way the report was written, it's incredible that the piloting competency could be so low.
Whoa, that's a pretty scary. I know that also they've moved to the sterile cockpit, mainly because of issues like Tenerife, but also in England there was a case where there was a British Aerospace Trident which did a crash, mainly because the pilot was all stressed out. He was in a really lousy mood, whatever, and he therefore also forgot to put the droops on. That's the leading edge sort of flaps, if you will, on that particular airplane. Of course, when he went to take off, he didn't have the lift under the wings, and crash.
Well, we've had that happen in the United States also, and so we've had so many senseless crashes. Then you always also have, like, let's say, Valiant Jet. To this day, the public doesn't really know we know what directly caused it, but who's really responsible? It wasn't ValuJet. I mean, they accidentally allowed hazardous cargo to be put in the cargo compartment. Well, right. That's always being done and has been done even after that crash. But what they don't say is the politics in the FAA that resulted in the smoke detectors and fire extinguishers being removed from the aircraft. And this was done in the area where I was working in the FAA. And we have a revolving door syndrome where FAA personnel are looking for a good paying job in industry. So what they do, one, they keep inspectors from doing the job. Two, they allow manufacturers to remove previously required safety requirements. So in ValuJet, it was the FAA that eliminated the safeguards, even though worldwide there's always fires in cargo compartments. And even in the DC-10 tragedy in Sioux City that you were talking about recently, it was the FAA that eliminated the need for hard backups on the flight control. So now you lose all hydraulics and you're almost certain to die.
And so basically, these are elements of safety that have been recommended but have not been put into place. And
They had existed all along, and then they were eliminated, just like we eliminate the flight engineer. Well, I feel by eliminating the flight engineer, we've had a number of crashes, and I feel the Swiss Air DC-10 in the Halifax, if we had a flight engineer on board, he could have taken care of the emergency, let the pilots fly the aircraft. But pilots are not interested in the mechanical aspects of the aircraft. So here you've got pilots who really don't know the system that well. They've got to read a checklist when they should be flying it. So it's a calculated risk, and occasionally the public just has to be willing to pay the price. They don't want to show any more interest than they are.
Rodney, could you wait on hold?
Hold
more,
with
more
us
about
until
that value.
Sounds very interesting. Yeah, we want to continue this
FAA,
discussion.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk about pizza because I do know that next week I'll be away celebrating my 3-year-old daughter, Amy, her birthday.
And I'll be in Ottawa starting off the celebrations for the prelude to Tulip Festival, which begins in May, so I'll be in Ottawa.
I thought that would be, not flowers on your piano, but anyway. And the week following that, we're going to have pizza on the air.
Live on the air, introduce Pete to great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company, Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Call now. Pizza Donini will be at your door in 30 minutes or less with piping hot oven fresh pizza and a whole lot more. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Let's roll it, Pete.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
CIQC, Montreal.
Hey there, it's me, the king with a king-size appetite. Here to tell you about Mike's new value pizzas. Why it's left me all shook up. You see, you get two taster 12-inch pizzas for only $13.99. But not just any pizzas, square pizzas, which means a lot more pizza. And the only thing I love more than pizza is a lot more pizza. So don't be cruel, little mama. Try Mike's all-new value pizzas. Takeout or delivery in 30 minutes or it's free. Call 514-731-3030. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Hello, my name is Monsieur Renov. I have been on the air informing the public at large about home renovations for the past 9 years. And I have been in this business for 25 years.
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159.
I can do everything from basement to attic with competent staff, low prices, and this backed by a guarantee from
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159.
For a functional kitchen, for a nice bathroom, to transform your basement, for windows and doors, to add a room to your house, no one can top.
Monsieur Renov, 274-1159.
I am at your entire disposal to make all renovation dreams come true. Call us or come see our showroom located at 7640 La Jeunesse.
Monsieur Renov,
274-1159. 274-1159.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, no, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
Ah, that's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tarmac. We put our heart in your heart attack. It's no joke when you're going up.
Call your local cardiologist for details.
Mitch Melnick here to tell you that another Baton Rouge restaurant has arrived in Galerie d'Anjou. Yes, the already legendary barbecue baby back ribs, amazing appetizers from a highly original menu with a wonderful atmosphere, is now open for business in the East End. Baton Rouge, now five locations, including their newest, in Galerie d'Anjou.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
To meet the growing demand, this spring, Beau et Martineau is offering you a unique selection of durable aluminum patio furniture, guaranteed against rust for 7 years. No more stains and signs of daily wear. Beau et Martineau's selection of patio furniture requires very little maintenance. Come and visit today and get a 7-piece green textured set for only $499. Take it home today and pay only in April 2000. That's right, deck out your summer with patio furniture, now available at Beau et Martineau.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
This Fight Tonight, Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and of course Pete Monet, the painter behind the console. And we're going to start rating our songs based on the Peter Meter. I had to crack that stupid joke. And,
we're talking to yes. Rodney Stitch this morning and about his book, The Real Unfriendly Sky, Saga of Corruption, and it can be ordered at 1-800-247-7389. Now, just before the break, you were talking about the lack of a flight engineer in the cockpit. That just puts too much extra stress and too much information overload on two pilots.
Well, that's really so. And the pilots, therefore, Just distracted from flying the aircraft and planning the flight. Plus, they just don't know the system, that they just don't care, except for a few exceptions. I used to conduct flight engineer checks when I was with the airlines as an FAA inspector. And the knowledge that flight engineers had in the old days, like with Pan Am and some of the other airlines, now they were really professionals. And so here you have a complex aircraft, and you don't have anybody really qualified to handle and troubleshoot the system when you have a problem.
Rodney, but what difference would the flight engineer have made in the case of that MD-11 Swiss Air crash? I mean, from what I heard, it was an electrical failure. I mean, you have 10 people in the cockpit, and your power's gone out in a glass cockpit. You know, you're basically toast.
Well, there I feel some quick troubleshooting by a professional flight engineer would have helped. Also, there's no reason that plane could not have made an emergency descent and gone right into Halifax. One of my jobs was conducting flight checks doing emergency descents, and I probably have made dozens of them in, like, the DC-8s and other aircraft. And when you've got a fire like that, you go right in, and there's no reason to even dump fuel at a time like that, because the only reason we dump fuel is in case we make a hard landing, all that weight in the wing requires making an inspection of the aircraft. But there's no, because I've made overweight landings already. I remember one takeoff when I was flying for Japan Airlines. We took off from Tokyo, had an engine failure shortly thereafter, and we were overweight, but there was no reason why we could not land overweight. It just takes a little more time checking the airplane. So I feel the pilots made an error there by not bringing it in immediately. And if they would have had a flight engineer on board, I feel it would have helped the situation.
So chances are they could have just gone straight into Halifax and,
oh, yeah, absolutely,
and landed okay. Gee, that's a tragedy. There was, a lot of different things like that. Now, I saw more about that ValueJet crash, and there's a lot of contributing factors. For instance, putting that cargo on the airplane, they thought these canisters were discharged, the oxygen generators. But there was an FAA inspector, apparently, who found out about this, who wrote an entire report, and the report got shelved.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. Reports are getting shelved.
So can you tell us a bit more about that?
Okay, now let me see. What run that one by again? I didn't get the.
During
point.
The ValueJet crash, long before it happened, they'd been conducting an ongoing investigation of the practices of ValueJet, safety practices, what they do with their old parts and whatnot. And one FAA inspector actually wrote a lengthy report. He was kind of like a junior guy, and he kind of figured it out, pieced it together, wrote the report, and it was deliberately shelved. And only after the crash did this thing finally come to light, and that was only because some people who, you know, wanted to do something about it managed to seize the report before it got shredded or put away or hidden.
This is standard in the FAA. You have management in the FAA. They don't want the office tranquility to be disturbed. Sometimes it's because of politics sometimes, and you rarely put competent people into management positions in the FAA. It's usually politically correct people or something like that.
That explains
so
Dave
they
Hinson.
They don't want to have any confrontation with the airline. Now, I remember prior to a series of air disasters that happened in my area of responsibility, and I write about it in the book, Unfriendly Skies, and I even became an independent prosecutor for about 4 months. I forced a hearing on the FAA. I conducted the hearing, had witnesses appear, introduced documents to support my position of a lot of corruption that was going on. And that's unheard of. Now, you've never heard of that in any of the related crashes that I was trying to expose. So there's a lot of things you don't hear about, and the NTSB will cover up or frequently. And in my book, I go into details on how the NTSB has covered up, and then when they cover up the problems, then they have to investigate the crashes that were made possible by their cover-up, and then they have to cover up a second time.
So it becomes a continuing web of intrigue and of people covering up other people's failures.
Not unlike building the Big O, but digress on that one. But let me ask you another question. It's rather shocking to me to find that, first of all, one of the points of the program that I saw was that the FAA has a kind of a built-in conflict of interest, both being an agency to promote air travel, but also one to inspect the airlines to knock them into line. So, you know, are they going to split this agency? If so, or if not, why not? And what can we do about that? I mean, we get a guy who used to be chairman of Midway Airlines, ran that airline into the ground, and he's promoted to the FAA.
So, you know, you get situations like that. That's like those political appointments we were talking about.
What can your average, what can your average Joe like me, what can we do about it?
Well, let me first address the point you brought out, because I've heard it many times before, the dual role. But, you know, it really does not exist. Let's say I'm an FAA inspector. Okay, we've got internal directives that tell us what to do. And if we see safety problems, we report it and take corrective actions. And so there's no dual problem there. It's the misconduct within the FAA where, for different reasons, the inspectors are not able to do their jobs. Now, of course, there's plenty of inspectors that don't know their job. They don't have the background, but there are enough there that do know, do have a lot of experience. And when you try to correct something, you are retaliated against. Like, for instance, I was asked to volunteer for this program that had just experienced the world's worst air disaster. This was a DC-8 that crashed into Brooklyn many years ago, and there's a big scandal behind that. Well, the inspector I replaced had exposed a lot of this corruption. They shanghaied him to Puerto Rico. And so then they asked me to volunteer, and they say, look, we got big problems there, which we all knew, and we're right behind you. Well, when they say right behind you, that's way behind you when there's problems. So you're out there all by yourself trying to correct these problems. You've got, let's say, key personnel in a particular airline doing everything they can to reduce the cost and falsify records showing that they did things when they didn't do it. And then you've got FAA management harassing you and threatening you. So it's a problem.
Big problems out there, yeah.
So how did you survive doing this? Your book is it's pretty hot stuff. It's hot potatoes in there. I mean, you must have experienced some kind of harassment or threats from this book.
Well, let's say I paid the price for being a whistleblower or trying to correct a serious problem that still exists today. And in the United States, it just doesn't pay to be a whistleblower because you just don't have any backing anywhere.
She was. Can you stay on the line? We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to finish
with Rodney Stitch and the Unfriendly Skies when we return.
Let's roll it, Pete.
Sorry, there, gotta disappear. Let's get the rock out of here.
Now you're talking.
Yeah!
Rodney, you're dead.
BIQC Montreal.
Why pay more elsewhere when the best cars, the best prices, the best deals are at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep? Right now, get a 99 Plymouth Neon Highline for just $199 a month plus tax with no security deposit. Or go for a 99 Chrysler Intrepid with V6, 200 horsepower, lots of extras, only $319 a month plus tax. Or choose a 99 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 Laredo loaded and just $469 a month. All three on a 36-month lease plan at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick, facing Fairview.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Your health should never be taken for granted. Neither should your pharmacist. That's why it's reassuring to know that pharmacist Noemi Scheinfeld is at your service to handle your medication needs promptly and efficiently. Or just answer any questions you might have about your other medications. You can always call 489-9333. Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with Jean Coutu. Listen for her every other Wednesday from 2 to 3 on AM 600. Pharmacist Online with Noemi Scheinfeld.
Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
Metro. I want to save, it's where I go.
Metro.
With daily prices so low.
And weekly specials.
Events and sales economy, they've got the finest quality. That's why I say that Metro works for me.
Metro.
Metro's having a 50-cent sale. Frozen chicken turnados with bacon, 113 grams, two for $1.50. Fresh pork chops trio pack, $1.50 a pound. Because you always save with the Econo Metro plan.
Metro works for me.
Metro, grocers by profession.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
To meet the growing demand, this spring, Beau & Martineau is offering you a unique selection of durable aluminum patio furniture, guaranteed against rust for 7 years. No more stains and signs of daily wear. Beau & Martineau's selection of patio furniture requires very little maintenance. Come and visit today and get a 7-piece green textured set for only $499. Take it home today and pay only in April 2000. That's right, deck out your summer with patio furniture, now available at Beau & Martineau.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World is segment number 4. We have a real interesting guest online with us. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Pete Monahan behind the console.
Rodney Stitch, the author of Unfriendly Skies, Saga of Corruption, available by calling 1-800-247-7389. Now, Rodney, you were an international airline pilot before you became an FAA inspector, and from what you've been writing here, a lot of interesting experiences that you came across in aviation in the 40s and 50s.
Well, yes, international flying in those days was quite different from what it is today. And in our type of flying, we were doing all types of different things. Now, first of all, we started up Japan Airlines. Matter of fact, my Japanese pilot license number is 170. So I was one of the pioneers with Japan. And then we would be hauling monkeys out of India, really smelly passengers, and this is what we were flying for the Sark polio vaccine program. Then I flew Muslim pilgrims to Mecca, and in the early days, flying in the Middle East, it seemed like Lawrence of Arabia must have just left, and the place hadn't changed much. And I remember we would land out in the desert outside of Mecca, bringing passengers, and a lot of interesting experiences. Incidentally, may I just make one slight correction? That 800 number may not work in Canada, and if anybody would like to have a copy of the book, they can send $29 U.S. dollars to Post Office Box 5, Alamo, California, 94507, or Canadian book dealers are ordering the book all the time.
Oh, okay,
that's an interesting book.
Interesting book. Reading it, and very interesting, and some very exclusive photos. I've never seen these photos of some of the past crashes in any other source. A real treasure trove of information.
Steve was telling
you. This is like having a fly on the wall view of what really goes on behind the crashes, and it helps to show the people. The threats that they're subjected to, and just like your next trip, it's good to know where some of the problem areas are. Of course, some people may rather not know about it.
Now, some of those problems, you've mentioned there were crashes that were the direct result of a lot of extraneous conversation and personal conversations in the cockpit. And a lot of crashes have been the cause of maintenance problems or poorly trained maintenance people on the ground or ground handlers.
Well, yes, and that's why nowadays we have the aircraft so automated that planes are so much safer, but then there's still problems, errors being made, like the American Airlines crash in Cali, Colombia, and that doesn't exactly give me too much confidence when I get on board an aircraft when... Here they are. The pilots could see the airport right in front of them. They make a left turn, and it takes them right into the mountains. Everybody gets killed.
No, you just wonder how something like that could happen. And, of course, many, many years ago, or as soon as the 767s were delivered to Air Canada, the Gimli glider, not knowing the difference between metric and imperial systems in loading the fuel.
Yes, and that was it was immaculate, amazing that they survived that. So I've certainly got to give a lot of credit to the pilots on that.
Right, you just wonder when something like that happens, and remembering that there was that airfield, former military field in Gimli, and being able to get that plane down basically back at a future date here on Travel World, and can certainly recommend The Unfriendly Skies, Saga of Corruption by Rodney Stitch to
Especially
our listeners.
Especially if you're into reading mysteries, this is like real life mysteries.
Real life, there's mysteries just to be uncovered, but this is real life, real news.
Rodney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you to everyone.
Thank you. So, Steve, next week, what do you got for us?
Well, next week, while you're away, I'll be in Ottawa from the Ottawa Convention and Visitors Bureau offices, staying at the Chateau Laurier Hotel, the Grand Dame of Ottawa Properties, a Canadian Pacific hotel. A lot of money spent there recently upgrading the property right on the Ottawa River and the Rideau Canal. And just in time for the start of Tulip Festival season coming up in third week of May, and there's some special deals getting up to Ottawa on Via Rail, so we'll be exploring that and some of the things to see and do in the city: attractions, restaurants, media legend Bill Luxton.
Bill Luxton.
He will be there discussing the potential of a Ottawa weekend vacation.
My goodness, an hour goes by.
An hour goes by so fast, especially when you have an interesting guest and learning something new, like that we did this week on Travel World.
So let's talk about this book, where we get it.
Chapters
would have that?
I think they can get it on a order basis. They can order it directly from Rodney. You can either call him 1-800-247-7389. Check out his website, www.unfriendlyskies.com. Post Office Box 5, Alamo, California, for Rodney Stitch, The Real Unfriendly Skies, Saga of Corruption.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Next week, I'll be celebrating the birthday of Amy. She's going to be 3. Happy birthday, Amy. And
we'll be having
Laurie.
Fun in Ottawa. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephen Pickford. Till next week.
Keep listening to Travel World, 11 to noon, AM 600, CIQC.
Take it away, Pete.
Told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home.